Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To hit that note myself, Jay. What do you think?
Try it. I think you can.
The eternal optimist. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. A week from today, it's Thanksgiving, and this is sort of a Thanksgiving-ish song, giving thanks. I like to give thanks every morning when I wake up and every night when I go to bed. There are all kinds of ways. When something good happens, like my back feels better than it has for almost a week.
Oh,
so when I get out of bed, I say, thank you, God. And that's it. Whether that gives me a little more of the oom-pa-pa or not, it certainly is a way to highlight the solution that has been worked on a number of different angles. But I do think that there is a mechanism in all of us that responds to gratitude. So when you're grateful for that, certainly this time of year, heavens, it's Thanksgiving, duh. So you give thanks for the good things in your life. No matter what, you can always find something good. You can find something good in every person. You can find something good in every circumstance. You can find something good when you, it's just, there's goodness everywhere. You just gotta have that in your head instead of the other stuff that sometimes overtakes your thinking. Thoughts are things, so think gratitude. Think being gracious and hope that there's an opportunity for you to have a better life. And that things are not so good, significant change can occur. And by golly, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you that things will be better. Even though it seems dark sometimes when you look around personally and, and universally, it's dark. And no, it's not. It's how you look at things, right? Half full, half empty, whatever. And an example of that might be a couple of things that Joe Biden got involved in yesterday. There is a growing gap, as a lot of people are observing, between what Biden is thinking and saying and perhaps what his advisors are suggesting, like Anthony Blinken, and what Netanyahu and some of the Israeli advisors are given to suggest that he, although I'm not sure Netanyahu listens too much to his advisors. As much as I'm going to chuckle, and some people will think I'm joking on this, there's a lot of similarity between Netanyahu and Trump, whether you have not noticed it or you have noticed it. Netanyahu is a tough guy. He talks a lot and sometimes says nothing. He has been charged with all kinds of corruption and things, and yet here he is. He survives, and he's in charge, right? And you might say that about Trump to a point. He's still surviving, and he may very well a year from now have won the election. there I am with thoughts of things again. I'm not wishing for that, but I think
it's
interesting.
It's a possibility.
Of course it is. Yeah, right, exactly. There's an interesting thing floating around yesterday about Mar-a-Lago, which is Trump's place down in Florida, in Palm Beach. I went there for a lot. Nice. It's wonderful. It's a very interesting place, the whole thing. It's so troubled. A lot of ornateness and gold, and it's very fancy. Apparently, he's gotten a notice from the bank for foreclosure. So, whether he's not paying his bills, he's notorious for not paying bills, but is he not paying the mortgage, or is that just some nasty rumor that somebody started just to spread it around? Look, there's Trump, he's cheating the bank. Well, that's how the chief thinks.
The people he hired to take care of this, not handling
it. That could be it. Yes, it could be it. All right, so anyway, Biden told Netanyahu yesterday to cool it, basically. And Netanyahu said, thanks for the advice, thanks for the call, have a nice day. Basically. So the friction between the two of them seems to be getting a little bit more pronounced, shall we say. I don't know if you can really understand either of them or the circumstance, especially in Israel, unless you've walked in their shoes. And I'm not even speaking about walking in Netanyahu's shoes. I'm speaking about my friend Uri Geller, walking in his shoes. I listen to him, and he tells us stories on the air, tells me stories in phone calls that I place to him about what's going on there. And even though Uri is given to embellishing, he's a great storyteller. He flowers things up. When you sit in your back porch and you watch missiles fly over your house, I'm not too eager to do that. Are you? I don't think any of us, unless you were in... Well, I mean, we haven't had that other than September 11th. We really haven't had that in modern America, and God hopes we never do. But these people, I understand their motivation. I understand what they want to do, and I don't know that they're wrong. There's just so much public opinion. You see, that's what. And if you have wrong information, your opinion oftentimes gets kind of misplaced. And that's what a lot of the protesting is about here and elsewhere. I just don't know the real story.
Well, but what we do know, there are a lot of innocent civilians that are dying. A lot of innocent Israelis died and were kidnapped and are being held hostage. And a lot of innocent Palestinians continue to die and be bombarded. And it is just absolutely awful. I think that is one thing that we can agree on that we do know as a fact, that innocent lives are being taken for no reason.
Right. Well, you can argue about the... I think there is no reason for it. I agree with you there. But I think they can argue that they're collateral damage. Certainly the Palestinians don't care. The Israelis have made it clear that they want to clear a path. There are those who say, well, they're not really serious about it. They're not really sincere. How do you know what's going on in somebody's head or their heart? You can speculate, and that's the thing that bugs me about a lot of people who are supposed journalists. This is what Frank said, and this is what he means. How the heck do you know what he means unless he tells you, this is what I mean? It's all bunkum. And the news channels are so full of all these people. Well, this is what he means. This is my observation, and this is my analysis. Screw your analysis. I want to know. I want to hear from the guy. Otherwise, what you're saying is a complete waste of everybody's time and effort. All right, so there's that wrapped up in a nutshell. President Biden told reporters that he and the Chinese president had important progress to report on. They met for 4 or 5 hours yesterday in Northern California, not too far from the event that she was attending. He didn't have to go, but it seemed like he wanted to have a face-to-face encounter with the Biden, for whatever the reason. Now, there are those who are not Biden supporters who say, hey, I just wanted to check him out to see how weak and how she thinks of himself as a tough guy. And, he wants to check out Biden to see if he's if he's tough enough to stand up to us. There's all that stuff that goes on. So the conversation focused around the intense economic competition. At least that was one of the four takeaways. There were four things that I'm seeing in the LA Times this morning that supposedly were a part of the conversation. The military communication, which had been disrupted, and they put that in quotation marks because it was disrupted because the Chinese didn't want it. And so we didn't have it. Now they put it back together again. They stopped. Remember when Nancy Pelosi went over to Taiwan last year? Stuck our nose into that whole thing and created a hornet's nest? Not that it was wrong. Listen, calling attention to what's going on in Taiwan, in my mind, is a good thing, because the Chinese will chisel their way in there if they can, if nobody's paying attention. And all of these sidebar things that are going on do take our attention away from things like that. Okay, well, nobody's watching. We're going in there today. That kind of stuff. So anyway, That was the end of the military-military communication, and now they put it back together. Biden said when he was talking to Xi that that's how, quote-unquote, accidents happen. They're not being able to communicate. And you know what? There's a lot to be said for that. Communication is so important. But then there's that, what's lost, there's always, we're faced, and I think this is itself fraught with danger, translations of what people say. Okay? You can say something in English, although Xi understands English, she doesn't speak it, and Biden doesn't understand a word of Chinese. And so what do you lose sometimes? It's critical stuff that you can lose in the translation. And so that's why they usually have three or four translators.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why they, yeah, right.
Especially when you think of the translators who aren't really giving a translation verbatim, word for word. They're more so summarizing a lot of what has been said during their translation. And I feel like that can be a big cause for a different miscommunication or when you basically just have people communicating through summarizing what the other person was saying. That just seems like it could be so dangerous.
It is. You're right about that, 100%. Also, they talked about the war in Ukraine. And Joe used it as a warning to China, the risks of attacking Taiwan, you'll suffer the same fate as Russia is suffering in Ukraine. He didn't put it in so many words, but that was the implication, which is good. Tell them. I think that they both should hear what the other is thinking. What I noticed is that she's got a new tailor. His suit was pretty sharp looking. Did you see that? Biden's got on a sharp suit. Well, Biden always wears a sharp suit, but she kind of looks a little crumpled and rumpled sometimes, but now he's right up there. I wonder if the suit was made by one of those Chinese haberdashers, or do you think he got it by from Brooks Brothers? Huh? What do you think?
I cannot say I took notice of it.
Ah! I look at stuff like that. Okay, let's see here. What else? How much time we got? Another takeaway here is AI. That was what the whole question about what's China doing. They want to lead the world in developing AI, and of course the U.S. wants to lead the world in developing AI. So how about we? This didn't come in the conversation, but how about we work together, perhaps? Unless you can't trust the Chinese, and that's what a lot of people say, because they steal everything. So, anyway. But they talked, and that's a good thing. This is Talk Radio. Good day, 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time, you just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting with all kinds of choices and features, like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I was trying to find some things here. The social media world and its embracing of AI tools. There was a list. I came across this list last night, Jake, of the tools that will make your life easier that are all part of the AI world. And I have, as we all do, we've run into this frustration. This becomes part and parcel of talking about stuff on social media that has to do with technology itself. So I found this article, and I keep clicking on it, and it keeps wanting to take me to someplace else to get to have something installed that, A, I don't want, and B, is in the way. But how much of that stuff do we all go through every time, you know, you want to find something, you click on, well, you have to do this in order to get to that. And you want to pull your hair out because it is it's annoying. All right, yeah. So now I've had it, right? Is that enough of an event? I just think that it gets almost overwhelming because you want to take advantage of the good stuff. Anyway, I have some info on Kevin Hart that I will share with you in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so here's the latest from actor, writer, entrepreneur Kevin Hart. He seems to be in line to win the 25th annual Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. And this is sort of the highest award. David Letterman has gotten it. Jon Stewart's gotten it. Bob Newhart's gotten it. Tina Fey's gotten it. And other people who are funny. I don't know that I think he's funny. Do you think he's funny?
I think he's very enjoyable. I more so like his comedic acting as opposed to his stand-up. I'm not too familiar with his stand-up.
Isn't that interesting? Because I think it's all forced. It feels like it's forced to me, like he's trying
in his
to
movies?
Be funny. The movies, the ads he does.
I love when he teams up, when Kevin Hart teams up with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Yeah, I think that they are so funny, especially when they do, when they share behind-the-scenes videos on social media from their filming, and they are just so funny.
Well, he's there, obviously, and I have a lot of respect for The Rock, so maybe I'm missing something. It's just we're all hit differently by different people, and I've never thought he was that funny. I don't think most people who say they're comedians are actually very funny. Yeah, they try, and maybe there are a few things, but most people today, I don't think Kevin Hart is one of these, by the way, but a lot of the so-called comedians today rely on dirt. And I'm talking about crudeness and vulgarity and things. Bob Newhart never used any vulgarity. Johnny Carson never used any vulgarity. What is there about the people today who think that they need to be vulgar in order to be funny? I think that's a legitimate question, aren't you? Under the circumstances, okay. Well, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. It's, yoo-hoo, 28 after. This is good day. Is that funny?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness, and don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just the family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family.
Doug Stephanie with the reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684. Call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war is now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided Gaza's main hospital and says it's a targeted operation against Hamas terrorists. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath to hide, hold hostages, and conduct war. The House on Tuesday passed stopgap legislation to keep the federal government operating past this weekend, sending the bill to the Senate yesterday. That chamber also passed the bill, and it now sits on the president's desk awaiting his John Hancock. A Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book, and thanks to its no-fine policy, the person returning it owes nothing. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter's claims that a Sandra Boyanton book was checked out in 1993. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
I'm gonna mash potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
I'm gonna start by going to New York.
Yeah, let's hear it for the mashed potatoes. All right, let's get organized here, Jay, shall we? You are, I'm not, but I'm going to try to get a little better organized here. So many things are going on. I'm trying to prioritize, as I normally do, what it is in the direction that we should go. I always like your direction, your help, your suggestions, because oftentimes they're better than mine. So there. All right, let's see here. The Yankees player, is it Gerrit Cole or Gerrit Cole? Anybody know how this is? G-E-R-R-I-T?
I would say Gerrit. Because
Gerrit, I would too. Mm-hmm. Right. And then the player for San Diego that won Blake Snell AL and NL Cy Young Award winners as the best pitchers. I think that the most valuable players are going to be announced tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, baseball is over, and that's always a bugaboo for me. Even though, you know, I'm not a fanatic, but there's something about baseball that signals the goodness of the season, right? Let's look forward to next March, or February, actually, when they go to spring training, and that's only 3 months away. So how's that for looking on the bright side? A week away from Thanksgiving, today is the 16th of November. I'm happy to welcome you into the Good Day program. This is sort of going back to what I have said any number of times about what's going on the real world. The world of creatures and the creature features that we have all around us. You can go outside and look at your yard if you have one, or you go to the window and look at the bugs crawling around on the outside of the window if you live in an apartment. The bugs are everywhere, and there are new creatures every day that are found. So as scientists say, oh, no, we're going to have an extinct bird, whatever kind of bird is going away. We ought to stop everything and fix it, save 100,000 acres of land so we can save that one bird.
Well, what's happening is going extinct because human involvement taking land. But when it's a predator thing and it's just kind of like the natural circle of nature, I get it. Let that be. But when it's humans' fault because we're taking away where they.
But how do you decide that? How do you?
Some creatures only have a habitat in a certain area, and then when the humans come and plow that down for developments, I think it's easy to tell that that was humans' fault.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. So that may be the case with things like coyotes and turkeys and things like that. Yeah. All right. But I'm talking about stuff that seems to have a little more panache. There's more of a story. Not much of a story to coyotes. Not much of a story to turkeys. It's kind of like they're there. So here we look into an egg-laying mammal named in honor of David Attenborough. He was big on this, did a lot of specials in his life aimed at talking about saving things that might go extinct. And so this particular mammal rediscovered that was thought to be extinct 60, 70 years ago. It's a big animal, one of two extinct mammal species that lays eggs. Most mammals give birth through their uterus, right? This mammal lays eggs. One of the five surviving species of what they call monotremes. This goes way back because you go back to the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs laid eggs. They weren't mammals, but that's how they reproduced. And so now they found these egg-laying mammals in Australia and New Guinea. And they, because they are as old as the dinosaurs, 150, 160, 170 million years ago, they were alive. And then they went away, and now apparently they're back again. So anyway, there's this, they were found, the last time they were seen was 1961 in the Cyclops Mountains. And so this guy who rediscovered them was all excited. They've got some camera footage, and so it's something to say. It's cool. It's nice. There's a story floating around about this big bird. Have you seen this, Jay? A bird that came out of the water, biggest bird that lives on the planet. And birds go back to the dinosaur era. You know that, right? Birds are direct descendants of dinosaurs.
Yeah, some of the dinosaurs we believe to be more reptilian actually had feathers.
Yeah. Right. So, anyway, this particular bird, and I'm now trying to call upon my memory as to what it was called, but it came out of the water. It can barely fly, but it's like the size of a llama. So try to figure it this day. You know, you see a robin flying, and that looks, okay, that's pretty good. But how do you, the size, this thing is like a llama, so it weighs almost 200 pounds. How does it fly? Right? Then you go into avatar mode, and then you think about some of those. My grandson could tell you what the name of some of these old flying fossils were.
And well, how big were the pterodactyls? The pterodactyls were pretty big.
Huge. Oh, yeah, they were big. Big. And so they could fly. Right? It's just the reason I'm bringing it up, the point I'm trying to make is that here's something everybody thought was gone, and it isn't. And then there are those things that are gone that aren't missed, and then there are things that are gone that are missed. And then there are new things that come about, and people say, wow, look at that. Let's find out more about that, whatever it is. Could be a new insect. It could be a new frog. It could be any kind of new species of something, because they're being discovered every single day. And there are some places on the planet where they are more likely to live or survive. And that would be in places like this area, the Cyclops Mountains that we're talking about, where it's so open, where there's nothing around that gets in the way of something developing. You know, there's not a lot of people traipsing around that would step on the eggs, where there's not some foolish human predator that would shoot him to have a trophy in his den. You know, that stuff. So, anyway, that's good. I guess that is good news, yeah? What'd you say? It'd come under the good news department.
Yes.
All right, so back to the Chinese president's visit with our president and what came out of the meeting. I went through three things that were highlights, and I said there originally were there are four that the president and his crew have highlighted as the better part of the conversation they had for 4 or 5 hours yesterday. And one of them was the Chinese president signaling that China is going to send new pandas to the United States because they are, quote, envoys of friendship between the Chinese and the Americans. Okay. Well, they took back the ones. Was it last month? They took back the pandas that they had here. We don't want you guys to have our pandas anymore. We're taking them back. So now, at the end of the day yesterday, after they had their face-to-face meeting, as I was talking about earlier, try to pledge to reduce tensions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The panda discussion, he didn't say when they were coming, but they'd go probably back to the San Diego Zoo, where I think they were. But they were in National Zoo in Washington, had a couple, I think, too.
A few of them. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So what was the point of taking some away if you're just going to send new ones back over?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking it. And we're gonna show you who's boss. And now, listen, we're gonna send you back some more. Anyway, a lot of children were not happy about the panda thing. A lot of people, youngsters, study depending on where you are in the country. There were, I think, some in the National Zoo in Washington, and they're always. I can remember being in Washington and the bus tours that would come to the Washington, to the National Zoo, just to see the pandas. They'd come in for, you know, from 50, 60, 70 miles away to visit these pandas. And if the Chinese were smarter than they are, they would, you see that we do have, there's the goodness of sharing that stuff does kind of, I don't want to say cloud, but it does give people better thoughts about the Chinese than understanding that they were responsible for COVID, for example, or other things. So this is why it's good, right? That's it. Just consider it good and move on from there. There's an agreement apparently was struck between the China Wildlife Conservation Association and the National Zoo, and that's why they took... In answer to your question, Jay, that's why they took the pandas back, but now they've extended. It was supposed to expire, and now they've extended it so that they can send over some new pandas. All right? There's actually some in the Memphis Zoo as well. I didn't know that. All right, are we happy about the panda thing? Hooray.
Hooray.
The other big thing is the averting of a shutdown. And excuse me, all of the huffing and puffing that is going on, the approval of the funding that will now go through the first of the year, and of course the Democrats in the Senate say, yep, we fixed it, and the Republican in the House says, yep, we fixed it, and so is that the most important thing, taking credit for who fixed it, or understanding what actually... I give the guy who's running the new Speaker of the House some credit because he put something together. He's smart. He put something together pretty fast and ran it up the flagpole. And other than the 14 or 15 goofballs that are on the radical right, pretty much all the Republicans went along with it, and the Democrats pretty much all went along with it, too. So it's kind of not a universal agreement, but when you look at the people who didn't like it, and you understand they're the reason, or that thinking is the reason for most of the problems that we have politically in Congress and in the Senate, well, this is good. So who cares who gets credit? It just it makes the holidays, even though, you know, a lot of people don't seem to care one way or another, it does affect us negatively. If for no other reason than the doing of business with government entities and the fact that when you shut the government down for even two or three, 4 days, to start it back up again requires billions of dollars. And, of course, the billions of dollars comes from you and from me. So why have it if you don't have to have it? And with good leadership, you wouldn't ever have it. There have been, you know, any number of times. I can think of, two, three, maybe four times in my lifetime when the government has shut down more recently than before. When Dwight Eisenhower was president, that would never have happened. Kennedy, nah. I think there was some friction when LBJ was president, and then after that, you know, just Nixon. Anyway, so down to the final hours, and idea is, what's real statesmanship and what's real leadership? That's kind of what you pull out of these discussions. At least I think it is. It's one of the things that we need to be thinking more about how to work things, right? Get into our deep mind set and don't strain your brain to figure things out. Right? It's like no strain to call 800-419-3684 and get 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. How about going there for Thanksgiving? You want to go? Call them now and you'll go. 800-419-3684 for a free trip to Las Vegas.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. Actually, you don't even have to touch them. With Skechers slip-ins, they just step in and go. Plus, they're so easy, they could be the first shoes your kids can put on by themselves. And Skechers slip-ins are great for older kids, too. They're quick, easy, and fun. The secret is a unique comfort pillow in the heel that helps your child's foot slide securely into place and cradle it in comfort. Plus, they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable, so you can keep them looking newer longer. Get Skechers Slip-ins, the where-have-you-been-all-my-life shoes, for your kids or for mom and dad today. Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts, tools, accessories, and supplies quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is nice, our daily opportunity at this point to discuss things that are going on that will affect the food you eat, the family that you have, and farms that are hopefully providing you with the food that you need and want and almost covet, right? At Thanksgiving time, we're all thinking, how good are the mashed potatoes going to be?
Yeah, some of those are fine.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. How good is the apple pie going to be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so in the food farm family focus today, it seems that there is a new survey, well, it's not a survey, a study of ultra-processed foods and what happens when you eat these ultra-processed foods. There's regular food, there's processed foods, and then there's ultra-processed foods. So the more of that crud that you eat, it raises the risk of being diagnosed with multimorbidity. Can I say that again, Doug? Multimorbidity. That is multiple chronic conditions. You got heart disease, you got diabetes, you got cancer. All of these come from eating that crap. And so apparently when you look at this study, excuse me, what I see most significant here is that eating more of these animal products that are processed and sweetened beverages that are processed, they are the link to developing mostly cancer. But they also have they're a factor in stroke and diabetes. If you listen this week to our Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, you will hear a rather extensive discussion of diabetes, causes, why people have, and some of the conversation goes into this very arena that we're talking about, the ultra-processed foods becoming the direct cause of all of these diseases. And it would seem to be pretty obvious, don't you think, Jay? When you get right down to it, don't people really know that when they eat food that isn't healthy, it isn't good for them.
Yeah,
and if they
eat
healthier foods.
Well, and one of the things that the study also found was that it's not that people have to cut out ultra-processed foods entirely. You can have some in, like, a light load. Still pick the fresh stuff, fresh foods, healthier foods. But for people who basically live off of these ultra-processed foods, it's kind of like one of those things of, like, you cut some of it out and start introducing healthier foods, because that's where a lot of these health issues are coming from.
And what we'll hear from people, oh, I can't afford to buy good food. That is the biggest load of nonsense. You can buy all the vegetables it takes to make a really good salad for less than you buy, let's say, a family of four. So you can buy all of the ingredients for less money than, or maybe the healthy, whatever, the Mediterranean diet, something like that. You can buy that stuff and prepare it at home for less than you would buy the same equivalent number of meals from a McDonald's or a Wendy's. It's just that people have become lazy. So is your health not worth the time it takes to find, I don't have time, I've got a job. Okay, so what's going on there, and this is not meant to be judgmental, you're just shortening your lifespan on the planet. That's all. I don't have time. Okay, so you'll have plenty of time when you croak 6 years before everybody else does because you've eaten all of this stuff.
Well, that's also a comment on society, too, that we have, like, there's been so long that we've been praised for putting our job and putting importance on our jobs and careers, that we put our own career, making somebody else profit, above our own health. And when we're not healthy, we get sick, we can't go into work anyway. It's I think, a societal kind of norm that is just now starting to be broken a little bit more. The cycle is starting to break.
Yep. All right, here's the recall of the day today from the Food, Farm, and Family Department. Check it out at foodfarmfamily.com. 250,000 packages of frozen fruit and smoothie products that are produced by the Oregon Potato Company. And the reason they're asking for these to be returned is because there may be contamination there, hepatitis A, and all this stuff pretty much sold by Walmart all around the country. So the recall products, you go look, if you bought these frozen, anything frozen from a Walmart, bring it back, get your money back. That's it.
Well, this is bring like an expansion. Frozen berries and other frozen fruits, but more so frozen berries, have been being recalled, what, since the spring?
Yeah.
Pepe, and it just seems awesome. Like they're every month there are more and more and more.
Walmart and Costco. Apparently they have the same stuff, as you know. That's what happens with most of these places. They all get their products because we've allowed the big ag concerns, ConAgra and that bunch, ADM, to control the supply of food, where it comes from and its quality. And so that's why you got to be careful and do what we were talking about earlier. Find the real stuff, the source of goodness and health, and buy it and eat it. All right, there's today's Food, Farm, and Family Report, 59 past the hour.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.